WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it anywhere. This is TK, and this is music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. But most of it you haven't heard before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. We've got a great program lined up for you with an hour music that contains new material from Dent May, Allison Moyet, and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Today's reissue song is from Bob Seger off a re-release of his breakout Ramblin' Gamblin' Man album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Pale Spectres. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Early Eyes. Early Eyes are an unsigned indie innovative pop four-piece out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. These four young fellas met in college and formed Early Eyes in October 2016 and started gaining traction almost immediately. Early Eyes have self-released their debut EP, Minutes, back in May to some great press. I just ran across it and I was immediately infatuated with the EP's lead-off track, Take You. I also posted the band's video for this song as well at my website at tksmusic.com. Check it out there as well. New music from Early Eyes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It's
That was the latest material from Dent May. Here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. For those who are not familiar with Mr. Dent May, he's a talented musician, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. Originally from Jackson, Mississippi, but now lives in Los Angeles. I first found him in 2009 with the release of his debut album, The Good Feeling Music of Dent May and His Magnificent Ukulele. He has an unusual and quirky way of looking at and producing his music. He can write some really good tunes, though. It's been 4 years since his last release. The new album, Across the Multiverse, is due out August 18th. And I played for you there the second pre-release single, which is Picture on a Screen. Changing musical direction was something new from Abram Shook. I've been following these guys since 2014. I actually got to see them play at the 2015 South by Southwest. So Abram Shook, they are four guys from Austin, Texas that they play, as they say, quote, sunshine, tropicalia, tasty treats, and seriously sweet moves. The new album is Love at Low Speed. It's quite a nice effort. The selected single is Eventually, which is a nice tune. However, I went with track number 5 called Red Lines. New music from Abram Shook here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Allison Moyet here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. And I tell you, wow, Allison Moyet, it's been forever since I've heard from her. Her last album was The Minutes. It came out in 2013. I first heard of Allison back in the early 1980s when she worked with Vince Clark to form the short-lived band Yaz. Great music from Yaz. I absolutely love them. Anyway, she went out on her own and never really quite looked back. She got together with Vince briefly in 2008 to do a tour. It's all about the money. Her latest album is called Other. It just dropped June 16th, and the tune I just aired there was called Beautiful Gun.
Of course, our kids should eat fresh, healthy foods, but there's no supermarket nearby.
I wish we were closer to good healthcare because of our son's asthma.
And closer to nice homes, decent schools, but...
But we have none of these resources.
Many variables can shape children's lives, like the zip code where they grow up. Learn how you can help improve your community at hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair Housing, shared opportunity in every community. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Next up, it's a new one from Slow Coaching. Slow Coaching is the stage name for Dean Valentino, a young and talented indie alt-pop singer-songwriter from Melbourne, Australia. And basically, Dean moved from his computer in his bedroom to a live stage event in a very brief time. This unsigned artist self-released his first single in September of 2015. Two singles filed in 2016, and now on June 9th, he just released his new song, Pillars of Salt. I can't imagine this young, talented gentleman remaining unsigned for too much longer. New music from Slow Coaching here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. today, right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Pale Specters right after the latest here from the pains of being pure at heart. New music from the pains of being pure at heart with Freeform Radio here on Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Thanks for joining me here on Tuesday mornings. Music you might otherwise miss with TK. We're smack in the middle of the new release show. I'll tell you, it's a cumbersome name for a band, but a very talented group. Well, I guess they really aren't a group. It's essentially Kip Berman. However, when they tour, Kip adds several members. The band's name comes from the title of a children's novel by Charles Augustus Steen. The band has a new album coming out on July 14th. It'll be titled The Echo of Pleasure. And the song I just played there is When I Dance With You. It's the album's second pre-release single. All right, it is time for the first feature of the day. It's called Lineage. It's the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Pale Spectres. Pale Spectres, well, they are an indie pop four-piece out of Paris, France. They've been a band for about 5 years now, but haven't produced a great deal of material in those 5 years. I was checking out their SoundCloud page, and they posted 4 original compositions and 1 remix. I'm hopeful now that that will change with a new record label. Cloudberry Records out of Astoria, New York, has signed them, and hope them getting some stateside exposure, of course, along with the feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. I don't know how much that'll help, but it's fun for me. Anyway, I'm sure that I'm going to be the first one to play this song here in the States. These young Parisians just released a new self-titled EP on June 16th. Song I have to share with you this morning is Goodbye. So this is Pale Spectres. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Somewhere
Great Rome Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up with today's Lineage That Was Pale Specters, rather, with Your Boyfriend's Girlfriend, which was self-released as a standalone single in April of 2016. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it in its entirety already at my website at tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can also check out some free downloads, or download some free music, that is, and also some videos on there online. In fact, one of the songs I've gotten today's show has a free download, which I'll get to it in a later, but you can always check it out now at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissued release of the week. It's from the Bob Seger System. The album that has been re-released is the Ramblin' Gamblin' Man album, which came out originally in 1968. And I have to admit, I wasn't aware of this album back in 1968. I became familiar with it because it was also included in Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band's Live Bullet album, which was released in 1976. That's when I first heard it, but always a fan of it. But when I saw the original recording was being released, I figured, what the hell? I'm going to go with, of course, the title track. So this is the Bob Seger System, with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Reform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new tune from a band called Soar. I pulled this bio right out of the record label's SoundCloud page. They are on the father-daughter label, as a matter of fact. So, quote, Soar formed in summer of 2015 after its members, who had all previously fronted their other bands, came together to start a project that was more collaborative in nature. Like a set of analytical relations, Soar combines the best part of each person's perspective and style to create a sound all their own, unquote. I thought that was just kind of nice. And I really kind of like their sound, and I do like the fact that they are all from disparate areas, and then they do a nice job of a four-part harmony as well. They're getting ready to release their full-length record label debut album, Dark/Gold, on August 25th. The song I just aired there is the album's lead-off track. It's called Fort Funston. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Peonies. Peonies are a mixed-gendered indie-all pop trio out of Jakarta, Indonesia. It's Jody, Sinta, and Sita are the threesome that make up Peonies. This is their second go-around as a band. They were together in 2016, then they took a brief hiatus. They reformed in 2017 and re-released this single Summer just last week to restart their band. It can also be found on their full-length debut album, Landscape. New music from Peonies here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss with TK, and closing off that song set with a new track from the Pop Guns. This is their second album from the Pop Guns since reforming as a band in 2014. They released their first single, Landslide, all the way back in 1989. The new album, Sugar Kisses, just dropped on June 16th, and the song I just featured there was So Long. Next up on the playlist is a new tune from Star Tropics. And Star Tropics are a newly signed indie pop mixed-gendered quartet out of Chicago, Illinois. This foursome has been together for a couple years, and they've done some really nice boy-girl dream pop stuff. They've up-tempoed things just a little bit with this new release, which is on Shelf Life Records. The new album is titled Lost Word, or Lost World, rather. And it is set for release on July 7th. It's 90% new material, sans one track, Summer Rain, which has been recycled from the very first tune that I debuted on my show back in February 2015. It's actually a good idea they recycled it. The tune I have for you now is the second pre-release single. This is the title track, Lost World. So new music from Star Tropics here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, let me slip in one more from Common Tongues. They're an unsigned indie alternative five-piece out of Brighton in the UK. They've just released a brand new album on June 17th called The Divisions. The song I have to share for you this morning is called Pioneer. Of course, please stay tuned for hours two and three of Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
More than I am used to. fortune and favor. We both go fishing for someone. Well, maybe they're not.